live and exclusively on ESPN and ESPN Deportes.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects, or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead, and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on GAF shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through July 16th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 20% off select Hitachi nailers, compressors, and power tools. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $32.99 after mail-in rebate. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing the new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charm cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
76 degrees and sunny right now in eastern Iowa. Welcome back to the Todd Rommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on 106.3 FM, the south of Jim in Iowa City. That's where we're going to be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We're also on 107.5 FM, the north Jim in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main Jim. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com set to join the program tonight, as well as Colonels manager Tommy Watkins, whom we talked to earlier in hour number one. We're doing something today here inspired by an article that was online that I read, and I thought, how could we build the perfect heel professional wrestler in eastern Iowa, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, the corridor, however you want to choose to look at this. Originally, we were going to do this at the bottom of the hour, And then we're going to talk about the NBA MVP award last night, which went to Russell Westbrook, and most people would say deservedly so in looking at his numbers. But I have a feeling, just by gauging the interest level on the text line, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, that this is something that people want to dive into right now. They don't want to wait for 6 to 8 hours while the pot roast slowly cooks in the slow cooker. They would like to pop it in the microwave and eat it in 3 minutes. So we'll talk NBA MVP voting coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I want to try to have a little fun here. And this only works really well if you interact during the segment and help create this character or characters, which, again, we are giving permission as long as you want to use the character. You say that you came up with it, or you're borrowing it, or you took it from KGYM, whatever. Just give us credit for it. And you can even use the same name. I understand that that's a very popular thing to do when people take things from the station and use them elsewhere. There was a story Deadspin had the other day about a guy who's wrestling in Kentucky and Virginia and throughout the South. And he goes by the name of the Progressive Liberal in the ring, Dan Richards. And Deadspin's got this picture of him, and he's wearing a Not My President t-shirt.
Oh,
and
wow.
The story is fantastic here, because when you think about it, especially in that part of the country, what type of character would not go over very well?
The Progressive Liberal?
The Progressive Liberal, who sometimes enters the ring wearing a shirt that's just covered with pictures of Hillary Clinton. And the people there are eating it up, and by saying they're eating it up, they're booing him fanatically, which is, in wrestling terms, drawing heat, which is a good thing if you're a heel, which is what they call bad characters. And I don't want to talk down to anybody here. I just understand that when we talk about professional wrestling on this show, sometimes you get feedback on the text line, I don't know anything about it. So I'm not talking down to the people who are wrestling fans. I'm trying to explain to people who aren't fans of professional wrestling the various types of characters. Normally you've got two. There are faces and there are heels. Faces are the good guys. Heels are the bad guys. And they're bad specifically to generate reactions from the crowd.
So basically, we are trying to create the character that when he walks into the ring, people are booing, throwing beer, just
yes,
acting like they absolutely hate this person.
Essentially. And I got to thinking earlier today, if we could come up with a local angle that we could have the perfect professional wrestler in Eastern Iowa as far as heels go, where the crowd would just absolutely hate this guy and would totally turn on him. Now, the one area that I said I was not going to touch is anything flood related. So I didn't do that because I think it's in bad taste, and not everybody's sense of what's funny is in line with somebody else's. So I said we're not touching the flood, because it's too raw, and if it hits the wrong nerve, then I don't want to deal with that. So without any further ado, and the text line is, look, Ben in Iowa City with the automated farmer. That would not go over very well in parts of Eastern Iowa. Again, the Deadspin story is out there if you want to check it out. The guy has actually gotten death threats, believe it or not, and did a show in 2016 in West Virginia where he spoke about taking everyone's guns away, and someone waved a pistol in a holster on their hip and started rubbing it.
That's not funny.
But it means the character's generating heat. It's working. And so the first thought was, specifically Iowa City related, you could take this guy's character and you could make him the not progressive enough liberal. Because in Iowa City, if you're not ultra liberal, then you ain't worth you know what. But I didn't think, no, that's not going to really work. So I was looking at the Gazette today, and then I came up with some ideas from the headlines. One of them is sort of to piggyback on what Mike Halas tweeted, which is this this Southern stereotype who would come up here and proclaim that the SEC was the be-all, end-all conference and that the Hawkeyes sucked and the Cyclones were terrible. And so I just call that character Mr. SEC. And I don't know anything about Mr. SEC other than the fact that he would generate heat because he would... Okay, just picture Paul Feinbaum, except Paul Feinbaum looks like he would be a wrestler instead of what actually he looks like in real life. That sort of persona, that would generate a ton of heat, would it not?
It would. So does this person look like an SEC tailgater, per se?
Sort of, yeah.
Except a larger build.
Oh, I got to give 4184 credit here because he nailed my number one character.
And I think probably four or five people have nailed one of your number one character so far.
We're going to get to... Now, I like this. 9048 says Mr. Fake ID, which is a reference to Colin Cowherd, which is essentially he's playing the role of a wrestling heel.
Oh, 3763 coming in with a good one. I don't think it makes the list, but the impolite vegan.
That's an Iowa City type.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention for Iowa City. So I came up with, some of them have names, some of them don't. Some of them are just abstract ideas. And if you can do better, we definitely want you to chime in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. I came up with the idea of, and this is all piggybacking off of the early to mid-90s, the WWE had some really terrible, terrible characters. And I'm thinking if they could have bad characters, then some of these might actually work. So I've got a politician who makes promises and then never follows through on them. And this particular wrestler I have named Con Rorbit.
Because it's just random.
Just completely random. Because he's a con man and he says one thing and he does another. So completely random. The fireworks are generating a ton of heat in Cedar Rapids right now. There are movements to ban fireworks within the city. They're legal in the state of Iowa now, and people are very upset that other people are firing bottle rockets and M80s and everything off. So I came up with the idea for the M80 man, which would come to the ring, and he would promote setting off fireworks, not following local ordinances. Basically, he would be a general nuisance, and he would try to goad or incite the people who want to ban fireworks. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 2 or a 3. He's a seasonal character. He's only going to work probably during the summer and right around New Year's, according to the laws that are on the books.
So that's your second idea.
That was the second idea. No, third. We had Mr. SEC, we have the M80 man,
that's
and
right.
We've got Con Rorbit.
Con Rorbit.
The
I think
politician,
he's a leader in the clubhouse right
politician
now.
Who makes promises and never follows through on them. And then I thought, how about Speed Cam Sam? Now that one I did give a name to. Speed Cam Sam would come to the ring and he would say that the speed cameras in Eastern Iowa are legal. There's nothing you can do about them. Everybody that speeds through the S-curve should get tickets in the mail. You should pay them. If you don't, you're a deadbeat. I think that would generate a ton of heat. A wrestler promoting the use of the speed cameras and defending them, saying that they're a good thing.
I think so, too. But that's a character that has potential, but we would have to find other avenues, other things that he would hate to kind of round out his character. I think Con Rorbit has already built his character for himself. Speed Cam Sam, I think, it is close. But I maybe the text line we'll now, have to vote on this.
8477 on the text line asks a really good question. Who would generate more heat? A wrestler who was a Kirk Ferentz loyalist, or a wrestler that would take on the persona of anti-Kirk Ferentz? Fire Ferentz, he's terrible, he's awful.
Fire Ferentz guy.
You think Fire Ferentz guy would draw more heat in the ring than the guy who would be the Ferentz loyalist? Because the Ferentz loyalists sometimes are not very popular among certain sections of the fan base.
If the Ferentz loyal, or if the Fire Ferentz guy is not actually from Iowa, if he's just an actor, then we get back to the discussion about we can talk bad about our family, but you can't. So I think that the Fire Ferentz people would get more heat than the loyalists.
Ben in Iowa City is just suggesting a tag team of UI president Bruce Harreld and Gary Barda. Not coming up with any sort of gimmick there, but just saying put those two guys in the ring and let people boo them, which, by the way, I actually had an epiphany today at lunch. I was like, it's June 27th and Gary Barda still has a job, so I think he's officially survived Meyergate, Lawgate, Lawsuitgate, whatever you want to call it. And we'll see whether or not we get to hear from him at Big Ten Media Day coming up in Chicago next month. Keep the texts coming, 366-1600. But the wrestler that I think would generate the absolute most heat in Cedar Rapids is, and again, he has no name, but he is a wrestler who only eats at local restaurants and absolutely despises chain eateries. So he would come to the ring and he would say derogatory, nasty things about the breadsticks at Olive Garden. He would talk bad about Chili's and Applebee's, and basically he would strike at the heart of things that people in Cedar Rapids tend to really, really love disproportionate to the rest of the population in the entire country.
People
because
in Cedar
this
Rapids.
City loves its chain restaurants.
Okay.
To the ring, and he starts talking about how delicious the meal that he had at insert name of local eatery is, and he's better than you because he eats at a local restaurant and you stuff your face with the all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and breadsticks. You're not going to create a wrestler that generates more heat in Cedar Rapids than that character.
Unless we combine Con Rorbit with Speed Cam Sam. I think that would create more
heat. That's a hell of a tag team. That's a good tag team. Mr. Never Schedule Good Out-of-Conference Opponents. That's a deep cut there. You're talking to a specific segment of the Iowa fan base. Keep these suggestions coming on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 366-1600. I'm trying not to name the specific local restaurants because I don't want to get in trouble by management saying that we're giving away free advertising. But I'm just saying that if you had a wrestler who despised and said bad things about chain restaurants in Cedar Rapids, death threats. Guy would get a ton of heat.
So let's just create another character. And I'm sorry for doing this, but a guy who likes chain restaurants, whose slogan is, "Does it the right way," wears khakis, and uses the phrase elite a lot. I think that would be one hell of a villain in wrestling, especially in this area.
8515 on the text line says, Mr. Run on third and long. I'm picturing that particular wrestler as perhaps a middle-aged former offensive coordinator who may or may not come to the ring wearing a straw hat and some sort of combination of burnt orange and black and gold. And it's just, I'm pulling this out of thin air, of course. The text line really seems to be all about the wrestler who only eats at local restaurants and despises chain eateries. But we've also got people suggesting that we go I'm surprised at the number of people who are referencing Steve Alford.
I'm not.
would make a terrific...
He'd make the best villain.
...wrestling heel.
The best heel.
I don't know
if
what...
If Steve Alford walked to the ring in a WWE match in Cedar Rapids, I can't imagine somebody else getting more of a reception than him, ever.
9284 is a wrestler that was a Penn State alum and talked a lot about Dan Gable being overrated and how the Iowa wrestling program is a thing of the past. Yeah, it wouldn't go over very well.
That would not
although,
go over well.
Although, I don't think you're going to have a ton of crossover between people who enjoy actual wrestling and people who follow professional wrestling. So maybe that wouldn't quite hit as home as some of the other ideas.
How about a Nebraska, former Nebraska football player that talks about how many national championships they've won?
Mr. 1995 would be good. Someone referenced a Chris Hassel character, Cooter Ray Cornholer, earlier on the text line as well. But I think if you had a Nebraska character, Mr. 95, which talked nothing about Tom Osborne, and maybe Tom Osborne could actually be the manager, like Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart or Bobby the Brain Heenan comes to the ring. And I'm trying to picture it here. None of these are as good as the progressive liberal wrestling in the heart of Appalachia and mispronouncing the name of the region and claiming he's from Washington, D.C. They had to change his origin story or his hometown because he's actually from the South. And they didn't want people there getting confused as to which city and which state he was from. So they bill him as being from Washington, D.C. Dan Richards, the progressive liberal.
Now, do you remember a certain professor at the University of Iowa that wrote that scathing piece about the state of Iowa? His name was Stephen Bloom.
Yes.
Now, if he walked into a ring, and or if someone with his character, his ideas about Iowa walked in the ring and talked about the state of Iowa the way that he did, I guarantee you that would make one great heel.
Yes, now we got people going down the microbrew route, and the beer snob. You could have that character anywhere though. Not going to generate a ton of heat. Not like the guy who despises the all-you-can-eat soup and breadsticks and salad at Olive Garden. That guy is getting stuff thrown on him.
People really love their chain restaurants that much here.
Probably the Italian wedding soup.
More than people of other
cities?
Have
you not noticed this about Cedar Rapids? That, I mean, for the love of God, they opened a Popeyes location and they had to have traffic control because people couldn't wait. And now, of course, here we are like 2 years later or whatever, and there's no line at the drive-thru. But you open up a chain restaurant in this town, and people go nuts. You open up a local place that serves really good food, inspired food, which is tremendous, and you got to twist people's arms because it's not the quesadilla burger at Applebee's. I mean, do I get a free refill with my soda? I don't know. 319-366-1600.
4184 agrees with you, telling me to look at the Gazette's best restaurant list every year.
And again, I'm not going to go down this road because I don't want...
No,
I don't want people...
Chain restaurants are great.
I don't want... Look, I can say anything I want because nobody from the sales department is listening to this right now, and they're not going to come down here and yank me off the air or anything, but I'm walking a fine line here about this character, which if you are a professional wrestler in Eastern Iowa, you are free to take any of these ideas, and all we ask is that we get a little bit of credit here. If you want a KGYM t-shirt to wear to the ring as you play Speed Cam Sam, more power to you. We'll send you one. I think a guy that comes to the ring and defends the use of the speed cameras while setting off fireworks and trying to incite people with pets and parents with children, I think that would be a good character as well.
I think we have some winners. Should we copyright these, though, so the WWE doesn't take them the next time they come through Cedar Rapids?
No, because anything we do here is it's free reign. People can take it. And now we have people coming to the defense of chain restaurants on the text line. It's not me personally. It's just people in this town absolutely love chain restaurants. And I don't get it. But you know what? It's not just here. It's go to a big city. I think there's still a TGI Fridays in Times Square in New York City, and it's about a 2-hour wait to get into the place. I'm sorry, if I'm in New York City, I'm not going to go get buffalo wings and potato skins at a TGI Fridays. By the way, you're paying city prices there. Costs a lot more at the TGI Fridays. I prefer the ESPN zone. 526, we'll step aside, we'll take a quick break. See, that's a chain too. Kyle Mann's in the studio with us. He's going to give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
The restaurant guy works because I mentioned the quesadilla burger at Applebee's and I'm drawing heat. I can barely bend over and pick up a pen when I drop it on the ground, so I'm not getting in the ring with any of these ideas. But God forbid, on June 27th, we try to have a little fun here.
Stanford band member guy.
See, that's the epitome of drawing heat.
Well done, 3504.
They know exactly what they're doing. And it worked quite well for them because they trolled the entire state of Iowa and it got a ton of attention nationally. And if you say you don't like an idea and it's stupid and you let us know on the text line, then that's just an invitation to try to see how long I can drag the idea that you don't like out. I want to be very clear about that. That is essentially asking me to prolong the segment, not cut it short.
Now, we've had a full segment here, mm-hmm. and we were going to get to a big board update,
yes.
But like we did yesterday,
we got to punt.
We're going to have to punt until after the bottom of the hour Sports Center, so Kyle will hang around.
We can do that.
And we'll either get to the MVP voting from last night.
No, we're moving on. We're moving on.
Okay.
We're moving on. But this is, it's not progressive liberal guy, but I think we came up with some good characters. And I want to see one of them in the ring somewhere in Eastern Iowa. And if you want me to come be your valet and maybe throw a trash can into the ring over the ropes so you can use against your opponent, more power to you. I'll do it. Reach out to me, todd@kgymradio.com. Speaking of, we'll step aside and take a quick break here. We come back, we will get you a big board update. Kyle Mann is in studio, anxiously awaiting some NBA discussion as well.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. League sources told ESPN's Chris Haynes the player teams are targeting in an NBA to weaken the Warriors' grip on the league. Andre Iguodala, who can become a free agent on Saturday. Among those interested in him, the Spurs, Clippers, Timberwolves, Sixers, Jazz, Magic, and Nets. The thought process by rival teams, it's more economically feasible and efficient to just pilfer talent away from Golden State rather than building a super team. Bulls GM John Paxson admitted that the team still hasn't made a final decision on whether to bring back Rajon Rondo next season. He's got a team option worth over $13 million. Yankees second baseman Starling Castro injured hamstring, put on the DL. Indian skipper Terry Francona won't manage the team tonight against the Rangers. Francona, who left last night's game because he wasn't feeling well, is expected to return tomorrow. Doctors have ruled out any major health issues after tests. A reminder, tune in this Saturday night at 10 Eastern as Manny Pacquiao defends his WBO welterweight title against undefeated Australian title contender Jeff Horn in the Battle of Brisbane, live and exclusively on ESPN and ESPN Deportes.
Stop in at Jersey Mike's today for a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi fountain, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and after 2 p.m. twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh yeah. Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
5:35, welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. And before we get any further down the road, let's have a little bit of a throwback here to before SportsCenter. Time for a big board update brought to you by Midwest One Bank. Here's Kyle.
Former Hawkeye first baseman Jake Adams continued his strong start for the Tri-City Valley Cats last night, blasting his second home run in his first four games with the Class A affiliate for the Astros. He also had a walk and a sac fly in leading his team to an 8-5 victory. The Iowa football program got another commitment yesterday, pulling tight end Jack Plum out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, over offers from Arizona State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin, among others. Plum stands 6'8 and 240 pounds and is a three-star recruit, according to Rivals.com. The Colonels were back in Cedar Rapids to open their first home series of the second half last night and fell 6-2 to the Burlington Bees. The Bees led 5-0 by the top of the third inning and never relinquished their lead, but the Colonels will have a chance to bounce back tonight with Colton Davis on the mound. He'll try to outduel Burlington's Jose Suarez starting at 6:35. Cedar Rapids Jefferson upset the 7th-ranked Washington Warriors last night 2-1 in the first game of a 2-night doubleheader. The game saw just 5 combined hits, and Jefferson sophomore Chase Keeney allowed only 2, as he improved his record to 5-0 and his ERA to just 1.08. Schools are going to play again tonight at Washington at 7. The Twins fell to the Red Sox in Boston last night, but they'll play again tonight starting shortly after 6. It's Drew Pomerantz on the hill for the Sox and Hector Santiago for the Twins, and we'll join that game in progress after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
Maybe we will join it at the start, because our pal Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune says that there is a light rain falling at Fenway and they just put the tarp on the field. So that game may or may not be delayed a little bit, but it will start while we're on the air, theoretically, and we will join it in progress. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the South Gym. We're going to be in Iowa City on Friday for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in and enjoy happy hour with us from 3 until 7. We're going to be doing the show from 4 until 7. Tyler Bloom, former Hawkeye football player, will be with us, as well as Jack Dom. We'll talk a little bit about Jack's trip to Omaha in the College World Series tonight. LSU and Florida continuing the College World Series final. Speaking of college baseball, Brendan McKay, the former Louisville standout, has just agreed to a deal with the Tampa Bay Rays. He was the other player that the Twins were looking at with the number one overall pick in the draft. Agreed to a new draft record, $7,007,500 signing bonus with the Rays at number four overall.
Gut feeling, does he get sent straight to the Midwest League?
No, they'll probably send him to, they have an affiliate in Hudson Valley, the Renegades.
Now, the reason I asked that, and I think back a couple years ago when the Twins drafted Tyler Jay out of Illinois, they sent him directly to the Florida State League.
They jumped him over Cedar Rapids.
They did that thinking that he was, with a thought in their mind that he was going to be a reliever and wanted to accelerate his time in the minor leagues. I just find it interesting how some got where
well, then,
some
no, they,
college players
they wanted
start
to develop him as a starter. And it hasn't necessarily worked out all that well. And now I believe he's working out of a bullpen pretty much full time. He was the 6th overall pick in the draft. So if you look, players that they passed on to draft Tyler Jay that year, the Red Sox had the very next pick. They took Andrew Benintendi. The Twins may look and say they missed on that one. The Cubs took Ian Happ at number 9, same draft. Some other decent pitchers available here. But you know what? For the most part, I think the jury is still out on that draft. Although the kid taken at number 24 by the Dodgers, Walker Buehler out of Vanderbilt, is looking like he's going to be the real deal. But Tyler Jay at the time, one of the best left-handed college pitchers available. And yeah, the Twins made the decision to jump him past Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Cedar Rapids and minor league baseball, his story was making the rounds today. Keith Lockhart, a former major league infielder who played in Cedar Rapids in 1986 and 1987, spent about 12 years in the major leagues, is now a scout for the Chicago Cubs. His son is in the hospital on life support. Did you see this story?
I did.
He got hit in the face by a baseball, playing baseball, and his nose won't stop bleeding. and they had to put him into a medically induced coma to try to figure out how they could basically save his life. Very, very sad stuff here, but that's tough to deal with.
Absolutely. And I reading that story, I thought about what was the worst kind of injury or the scariest injury that I had seen watching or playing baseball. And I thought back to my time in Hamilton, Ohio, the first internship I ever took, where a right-handed batter was at the plate and the home team had their on-deck hitter. They were out of the third base dugout. The right-handed batter swung and missed and let go of his bat, and it hit one of the players right in the jaw. And there are some really freak accidents that happen during baseball games, and that one was possibly the scariest one I had ever seen in person, and it sounds like another kind of freak, scary one took place here.
Speaking of baseball, a lot of people are confirming that the former pitcher Anthony Young has passed away. Do you remember Anthony Young?
I do not.
A little bit before your time, former member of the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs, may have pitched in another organization there as well. He was a starting pitcher who went a string of 27 consecutive starts without a win. And yet his career ERA is under 4. He was a fairly decent pitcher. He just, during this stretch, he couldn't get any run support from the Mets.
So he played on really, really bad teams.
Yes, they were like 3-24 or something like that during his starts.
I was
just something absolutely ridiculous like that.
Who was that pitcher several years ago with the Detroit Tigers that lost 20 games? Do you remember who
was
I'm talking about?
Mike Maroth?
Mike Maroth, yes. Another guy, a victim of just terrible run support. And I think back to Shelby Miller a few years ago with the Atlanta Braves, where he was something like 6-18 with a under 3 ERA for most of the season. I always feel bad for pitchers like that.
There's a big debate in the baseball world now about stats like wins and whether or not they matter.
Keith Law who was a friend of the show.
We can call him that. He's been on the show. He only came on because he had a book he wanted to talk about.
And in that book, he talks about that very subject and talks about the win and how useless of a stat that he thinks it is. And he talks about the justification of how a game is decided. And let's just say you you divvy up the blame or credit for a win or a loss in terms of slices of pie. And the starting pitcher's slice of pie is, if you take away all, first of all, half of the pie goes to the offense. So half of the either blame or credit goes to how many runs an offense puts up. And then you talk about defense. And then you talk about the bullpen. So when you look at the starting pitcher's win-loss record, during the course of a game, it's only really about 1/10 of that pie, or if you will, 1/10 of that blame or credit should go to the starting pitcher.
See, you lost me there when you started talking about pie, because then I was just thinking yesterday it was corn dogs,
and now
I'm hungry for pie. I'm not kidding. Last night I went to Veterans Memorial Stadium, and I had 3 people ask me why I wasn't eating a corn dog. Which they do sell corn dogs at the ballpark. I don't think I've ever had one there, but I know that they're on the menu. It just proves to me that people listen to this program at the most inopportune times, like the opportunity to hear me talking about eating a corn dog yesterday at 3:45 and coming to the earth-shattering conclusion that I am indeed pushing 40.
Well, I think that the bigger conclusion is that 1, corn dog's a healthy choice. 2, corn dogs, that's excessive.
Exactly. I made a healthy choice yesterday. I did not eat the second corn dog. I didn't buy the second corn dog. I left it in the case for somebody else to come along and eat. What do you guys think? Kyle's still here in the studio, by the way, because the phones are never going to ring again as long as I am the host of this program. I'm starting to think that may actually be a thing. What do you guys think about Russell Westbrook winning the MVP over James Harden and a couple other guys that may or may not have said that they could lay claim last night.
I think that that was the only conclusion that the writers were going to come to. And if there was another... I always talk about this in the most literal sense, and I think there is that segment of fans and really media members that talk about the most valuable player to their team, literally the most valuable. And if you want to go down that road, then LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard and possibly Kevin Durant, although I don't think you can... that would be more of a postseason award than it would be for a regular season. So Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James could be considered the most valuable to their franchises. But when you have a guy like Russell Westbrook and James Harden putting up the numbers that they did, and you realize how actually valuable they are to their franchises, and then Russell Westbrook does something that nobody's done in several decades, Russell Westbrook's going to win the most valuable player award, and I can't really fault the writers for voting for him.
Yeah, I always thought there was really no way that it couldn't be Russell, and anything else would have been a mistake. Like, Alex pretty much just hit on all the huge points. You really don't have to overthink it. The man averaged a triple-double through a whole season, and that hasn't been done since Oscar Robertson, who is, you know, basically a mythical legend as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Russell Westbrook is alone in that company with Oscar. Don't overthink it. He's the most valuable. And if you want to talk about LeBron as most valuable to his team, you're overthinking it. Russell put up a triple-double.
Oscar Robertson, who, along the great list that CBS Sports put together yesterday, along with Wilt Chamberlain, were both snubbed in 1962 in favor of Bill Russell. And Bill Russell, who had said some interesting things to say last night during the awards ceremony, but go back and look up the 61-62 basketball season in which Russell wins the MVP, scoring 18.9 points, grabbing 23.6 rebounds. And you're thinking, okay, those numbers are really good, 18.9 and 23.6.
How did Wilt Chamberlain not win this?
Chamberlain averaged 50.4 points and 25.7 rebounds. But he played on a team that didn't win 60 games like the Celtics did, and they won a title. The Celtics were a juggernaut when Bill Russell was playing. And then you look at Robertson, who arguably, he's number three behind Russell and Chamberlain, but Robertson averaged 30.8 points and 12.5 rebounds. Now, it was a different league back then, but it just goes to show you when you've got a dominant big man, especially back then, what they could do. As a matter of fact, this list is predominantly big men who wind up being overlooked. Number three was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who lost the MVP in 73 to Dave Cowens, also a Boston Celtic. You understand why people hate the Celtics, because they were really good for decades upon decades. And guess what? They might be good again, because Gordon Hayward may wind up being a Celtic, and Paul George may wind up with Boston too, depending on how things play out.
And I say also, like I said on Friday, don't overlook Blake Griffin as a possibility for the Celtics if the Gordon Hayward thing doesn't work out. But I think a name that a lot of people kind of lost in the shuffle this year was Steph Curry, and I'm not exactly sure why that's happened. And it's not just fans, it's not just media members, but there were a lot of former players kind of ragging on Steph Curry this year, and his numbers weren't as good. But when you bring in the second best scorer in the league and Kevin Durant, who was hurt for half of the season, and the win-loss record for the Warriors didn't change much, and Steph Curry has won an MVP before, I don't understand why he just all of a sudden was an afterthought to his team. That team, I think, would have won a championship with or without Kevin Durant. The fact that they added Kevin Durant was icing on the cake that they were going to win it easily. But Steph Curry, I thought, kind of got lost.
Did they get it right? Well, I think they got it right last night. What a stupid question. I mean, Russell Westbrook, 31.6 points, 10.4 assists, and 10.7 rebounds. The guy averaged a triple-double. Didn't win a championship, but then he gets a note from Michael Jordan that says, hey, man, I got my first MVP before I got my first ring. Keep doing what you're doing.
1307 very quickly brings up a really good point. And did you guys get to watch the 30 for 30 about the Orlando Magic when they drafted Shaq and Penny?
This magic moment?
Yes. This magic moment. I think in 30 years, there's going to be one made about, what was it, the 2012 Oklahoma City Thunder?
Oh, yeah.
With Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. And they didn't win a championship. That has to be the best team of all time not to win a championship. And three of the best players, three of the best scorers in the NBA were on a team, and LeBron James was too much. And now, look what's happening to Oklahoma City. There's no guarantee. If Russell Westbrook leaves that franchise, it's going to be one of the more sad things that I have witnessed over the past 5 years, the culmination of that franchise just falling apart.
Speaking of 30 for 30, I heard this listening to the Russillo show earlier today. They're going to have a 30 for 30 coming up on Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson, which would have been a great question yesterday when we were doing 90s trivia. Do either of you know who Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson are?
Not for sure, but I'm just... Is that the boxer who went into the prison?
No.
Okay, good.
Alex isn't even going to wager a guess. These guys were decathletes at the 92 Olympics in Barcelona, and Reebok put together, I think it was something insane, like $20, $30 million advertising campaign centered around these two guys, and neither one of them did jack in Atlanta. This was Dan and Dave, and it was the sort of a rivalry between the two guys, and that was Reebok's entire marketing campaign, decathletes. And yeah, so they're doing a 30,
all that money.
They're doing a 30 for 30 on it, which I think will be interesting for people who remember that time. And at least one of the guys, I think it was Dan O'Brien, wound up sort of having a little bit of a redemption moment later on in his career, but they decided that they were going to build their entire marketing campaign around these two guys who were the best in the world. And it was sort of like the decathlete version, the track and field Magic and Bird, except if Magic and Bird didn't win any titles and played on like a sixth place team. 5:53, we'll step aside, take a quick break. Kyle will be back with us for another Big Board update when we return after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
Magic happens at the John Deere Classic. Whether it's Steve Stricker's historic three-peat, Jordan Spieth's dramatic finishes, or Ryan Moore's 2016 win and subsequent Ryder Cup success, it's always a great show.
Oh, my goodness!
This year will be no different with more magic guaranteed. July 10th through the 16th. Visit JohnDeereClassic.com or call 309-762-GOLF for tickets and information. But hurry, the show starts soon.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertzian and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back. 5 minutes to go in hour number two. Coming up hour number three, we'll talk Major League Baseball with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Your phone calls and texts as well, although at this point we may as well just say your texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We do have an Emil's Hideaway poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. Fireworks, yay or nay? Emil's Hideaway, a great local restaurant and bar located on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Fireworks are drawing a ton of attention in the city of Cedar Rapids and basically every city across Iowa because they're legal now. And some people don't like the fact they're being fired off by people that are into fireworks. Kyle, save me with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Former Hawkeye first baseman Jake Adams continued his strong start for the Tri-City Valley Cats last night, blasting a second home run in his first four games with the Class A affiliate for the Astros. He also had a walk and a sac fly to lead his team to an 8-5 victory. The Iowa football program got another commitment yesterday, pulling tight end Jack Plum out of Green Bay over offers from Arizona State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin, among others. Plum stands 6'8 and 240 pounds and is a three-star recruit, according to Rivals.com. The Colonels were back in Cedar Rapids to open their first home series of the second half last night and fell 6-2 to the Burlington Bees. The Bees led 5-0 by the top of the third inning and never relinquished their lead, but the Colonels will have a chance to bounce back tonight with Colton Davis on the mound. He'll try to outduel Burlington's Jose Suarez starting at 6:35. Cedar Rapids' Jefferson upset the 7th-ranked Washington Warriors last night 2-1 in the first game of a 2-night doubleheader. The game saw just 5 combined hits, and Jefferson sophomore Chase Keeney allowed only 2, as he improved his record to 5-0 and his ERA to just 1.08. The Schools will play again tonight at Washington at 7. The Twins fell to the Red Sox in Boston last night, but they'll play again tonight starting shortly after 6. It's Drew Pomeranz on the hill for the Sox and Hector Santiago for the Twins, and we'll join that game in progress after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
It's absolutely pouring in Boston right now, according to Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So the chance that they get that game started on time, not very good. But we will join it in progress one way or the other, provided that they do play it this evening. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com, set to join the program next. We'll talk Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox, and everything under the sun with Ed. You're listening to KGYM Radio.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Night. Only in theaters. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has 4 wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. When it comes to the NBA champion Warriors, the philosophy of rival teams is now, if you can't beat them, then take from them. Sources told ESPN's Chris Haynes the growing belief throughout the league is that it's more economically feasible and efficient to just pluck talent away from Golden State in an attempt to weaken its chokehold on the NBA rather than try and build a super team And Andre Iguodala is the player teams are targeting to try and accomplish that. Among those interested in Iguodala, Minnesota, San Antonio, Utah, the Clippers, Philadelphia, Orlando, and Brooklyn. Free agency begins Saturday. League sources told ESPN's Ian Begley the Knicks have legitimate interest in re-signing free agent point guard Derrick Rose. The team's interest, though, depends on factors including Rose's health and his asking price. Yankees second baseman Starlin Castro strained hamstring, lands on the DL. Red Sox manager John Farrell out tonight versus the Twins. Instead, will serve a one-game suspension for his actions during his argument with an umpire on Saturday night. One night after leading a game,